There's no place like home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
Welcome to the Housing Guru Show. My name is David Hochberg. I'm your host, 312-521-8600. I'm the housing guru here at WGN Radio at 877, the game at WGN.FM. Basically all WGN properties. I've taken over the, I've just expanded that, the housing guru, to all of the WGN properties. I don't know if I have the right to do that, but I just did it. So there you go. 312-521-8600, because we help people from all different ways of life, all different stations. Call me. So we're just here to help. In studio with me are the two best bankruptcy attorneys in the city of Chicago, if not the planet, Robert Semrad and Patrick Semrad. Rob and Pat, welcome to the show.
How Thank you, David. Good morning.
First time you've been in here, Rob.
Here at WGN, yes, but I listen all the time.
You listen all the time.
All the time and watch.
And this is Pat's third time, buddy. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's becoming like home to me.
It's good. It's like homecoming here. So let's talk about bankruptcy. We've got a guy calling in that hopefully within the next 5 minutes that sent a nice email that you helped his family out. Why don't you set the table before he calls? A guy named Gary. You know, he called me, heard me on it might have even been, you know, WGN he heard me on, and called in. He needed help for his parents. His parents are really screwed up, didn't know what to do. Called me because he heard me on the radio. He trusted me about the mortgage and everything else. I'm like, listen, you're too far gone. Your parents are too far shot for me to help you out, but I got a great team at Debt Stoppers. And let me get you over to you guys. And I sent him over to you, Patrick. And why don't you just give a little background before Gary calls in of what you did to help his parents out. And then when Gary calls in, he'll go into a little more detail. Fire away.
Sure. I think it was Gary came in for his parents, and he was really concerned about his father and his mother, who was battling Alzheimer's at the time. And I think his dad was just really overwhelmed with debt. He was behind on the mortgage. He was behind on
medical bills coming out of his wazoo.
Right. And so they needed to consolidate. And at first, it looked like we could put together a plan that would at least eliminate all the interest and put it into one low payment that they could afford each month. It turned out in their case that, you know, where we originally thought we'd have to pay back all the debt, we wound up paying back about 50 cents on the dollar towards the debt. Throughout the case, they wound up paying off all the debt, getting a discharge, and now they're on their way to, you know, a better financial future.
And that's the important thing. Rob, you started the company. When did you start the company? Back in the 90s?
Back in 1994, I started in bankruptcy, consumer bankruptcy. Then my firm started in 2003. And you know what it is, David? You look at bankruptcy in terms of the debt.
Mm-hmm.
We look at numbers. We know it's the best thing financially for many people. But in this case, it's more than that, especially with when you have children involved and you have an older, elderly family. Parents, they're trying to keep a house they've lived in for a long time.
Right.
And in this case, we gave them not just a plan to get out of debt, but we gave them time and an opportunity to where they can eventually sell the house under their terms and be put in a better spot to where they keep their dignity.
Right.
And that is really important. That's what bankruptcy does. Bankruptcy is not a gimmick. It's laws that even the playing field and allow people, to discharge a lot of debt. But more importantly, it gives us time to make the wise decisions so that we don't feel that we're just a number and we're being forced out by the bank.
Right. And the biggest thing when you started the company, you know, I learned a ton about bankruptcy. And that's how I met, you know, you and your brother when I did your loan about 3-4 years ago, was the overall whelming debt load that people are carrying right now is just absolutely blowing my mind. And people think that filing bankruptcy is so bad. It's so poor. You know, only the poor people do it. Or, you know, I don't want to do it because it's going to hurt my integrity. And I grew up that way. And I say, listen, you ever hear a guy named Donald Trump?
Right.
Okay. Donald Trump did it twice.
What about General Motors?
Right.
When companies do it, it's a sound, prudent financial decision. We have to take the emotion out of our finances. We have to take the emotion of our buying decisions out of our selling and out of getting out of debt.
Exactly. I tell people, listen, you got a fire in the basement. You could smell the smoke. Why don't you put it out in the basement before it hits the roof and the entire house is gone, right? I mean, you know you got a problem. Let's address the problem. Put the fire, you know, you put the hose on the fire while it's in the basement before you burn down the whole flipping house.
Right. And or what about the situation you have, David, when you have people coming to you, they make good money. You pull their credit, you say, wow, I can't do anything because you owe too much money. Mm-hmm. And you're behind on some of this stuff. You're at a 400 credit score, right? And people wait until that time to get help instead of, you know what, opportunity knocks when you're prepared.
Right.
And so when you know you're behind, when you're upside down, when you're way over your head in debt, that's the time to get out of it so that all of a sudden you see these interest rates drop. You see the house down the street that is your dream house. It's for sale. You're in the position to call David Hochberg and get the loan.
Right. And then instead of waiting and with your 450 credit score, that all you're going to be able to qualify for is live in your mother's basement. So we got Gary on the phone. Gary, how are you, buddy?
Good, David. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. I got Pat and Robert Semerit in here. We were just talking about what they did for your folks. Why don't you set the table and explain, or, you know, start it pre-phone call. What was your life like and your parents' life like before you picked up the phone to call me initially, and then bring us through what it was like when I handed you over to the guys at Debt Stoppers?
Sure, absolutely. Pat and Rob, good to talk to you guys. So basically, my brother and I had done a little bit of accounting for my parents to understand what the situation was after talking to my father. And, you know, like a lot of seniors at this point in time, planning for retirement sometimes is easy and sometimes it's difficult. And unfortunately, they just didn't have a fantastic plan, you know, at that point. And after doing some, you know, oversight of what they had, we realized, like you guys were just saying, they were pretty upside down. And, you know, selling the house at that point, previous to speaking with you and calling you, looked to see if that was maybe an option where we could do some type of refinance. And after I had emailed you and you so graciously called me back within 5 minutes, which blew me away. We came to the understanding that wasn't a realistic option at that point in time. And based on the information that we discussed, we thought it would be a good idea to push the financial reset button. You know, and at that point, as you guys were just discussing, it's a little scary for some people, but it just seemed to be the most realistic option that was on the table so that, you know, you weren't dealing with creditors calling and giving a hard time and trying to make a more relaxed life for your parents, you know, retirement. And at that point, you put me in touch with Pat and Rob and said that they were the people that you would really trust everything to. And after a discussion with Pat, we did some dealings with you guys, got my father all set up, filed bankruptcy. Was a fairly simple process. You guys handled all of the paperwork and did it, you know, with extreme discretion and just handled it like pros. And instead of it being a situation for, you know, my parents at an older age where it might be a difficult thing, you guys really handled it very well. And, you know, they felt good about it. And the involvement of my brother and I was more so just to make sure everything was going okay and right tide saddle so that no problem. And as things came up, we kind of let them, you know, do their day-to-day stuff, take care of each other. My brother and I answered questions that came back and forth. And literally this was, I want to say, maybe a two-year process of getting everything, you know, together and payments, and it made life a whole lot easier. And along the way, we were actually able to sell their house, which they did have quite a bit of monies there available for them. And we worked with Pat and Rob to be able to get that approved through the courts, and it was. And here we are, not quite 2 years later, the bankruptcy has been paid off and closed. We now have a positive cash level in the bank instead of a negative. And my parents are going to be comfortable for quite some time thanks to the help of you guys.
What was the initial reaction from your parents when you told them bankruptcy? First of all, how old are your folks? Are they in their 60s or 70s, or are they older?
They're 70, in their late 70s.
And what was the initial reaction of them when you told them that you were thinking about bankruptcy? Because that generation, you know, Gary, isn't real keen on having other people pay off their debt, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. It was the kind of the eyes wide open and the head shake at first, and just, you know, from the realistic standpoint, but putting it down on a piece of paper and saying, you know, this is what you have, and this is what you owe everyone, and there's really no way to make that difference, and this is really going to be the only solution, and we can make it work. We just have to stick to the plan. And now, after looking at it on paper, you know, it's real hard to, you know, debunk what you're looking at and say, no, there's no way that's possible. So after a little bit of nudging and showing it on paper, it took a bit, but then it was agreeable that would probably be the best scenario. There really weren't any other solutions at that point.
How much did you lower their monthly payment?
That's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I want to say that after the if I remember the process right, after the first couple of months, what was actually being paid upon from what the bankruptcy court had set the specific fee at, that was actually lowered almost another $300.
Right.
So it was extremely significant. It made it easier for my brother and I to help keep things in order and try to understand from a monthly budget that we did with my father to understand where their living expenses were, and they were still a little bit higher coming in. We slowly started, you know, getting away and moving some of those expenses out and getting rid of them. And like I said, to this point now where we're at, we pretty much got it almost even to where their income is and what has to be down every month. But, you know, we're in far better shape than we were almost 2 years ago. I mean, it's night and day difference.
That's one thing that that our attorneys are pretty good at doing is they manage expectations well. I mean, one thing that I think what your parents went through is they had a payment that was nearly $600 per month is what we promised them, and within about 3 months, we had lowered it down to $300 per month.
Wow.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Does that happen a lot? I mean, you know, that you submit something and the attorney or
you know, for us, yeah, because, you know, in Chapter 13, many firms, there's a couple things.
Well, hang on 1 second. Chapter 13 is a consolidation
of the
debt.
That's what we did in this case, right. Okay. Most people think it's consolidation. And, you know, what separates us, I think, from other firms is, one, when we file a case, that's based on what information we have right then. But we continue to monitor the case. Mm-hmm. In this case, Izzy really did a great job, and he always does.
Attorney.
Our attorney, right, holding
the hands of
the hands of Perkins, mm-hmm. and monitoring the case after a couple months, seeing what claims came in, saying, okay, I think we can adjust this down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say all firms don't do that, but most of them, once the case is confirmed,
that's it.
They step aside unless the client calls, whereas we do the opposite. We really want to make sure that, you know, the clients are paying us money and they should get their money worth and be well communicated with.
312-521-8600 if you've got any questions for Pat or Rob Semerett. Phone lines are blowing up here. 312-521-8600. So let's just, you know, recap because we got to take these other calls here. These guys, Debt Stoppers, Pat Semerett, Rob Semerett, Pat and their attorney Izzy, Israel Moskowitz. Is that
Moskowitz?
Moskowitz. Sorry, I'm a Jew. I should know these things. I got the Israel part right. I apologize to my friend Israel. So the entire process, Gary, saved your parents $600 a month, saved their home. Got them to hit the financial reset button that if you've heard me say that once in WGN Radio or the other stations that I'm on, you've heard me say it 5,000 times in nauseam. There's nothing to be ashamed of with the bankruptcy. You guys did it for your folks, and your folks are in a hell of a lot better position right now. You know, you know your mom's a little sick, and how much does that burden off your father's back make him feel more better, you know, just to go on with his life to care for your mom?
Yeah, I think it's just going to help things. It's helped us out a lot, taking a lot off of our shoulders, and you know, just kind of taking a deep breath and being able to move things forward. And you know, no foul. I mean, it's just something that it happens in life, and you just do it. And if you have a plan, and you know, Pat, Rob, and Israel were fantastic. And you know, going forward, if you stick to the plan, it can be very simple, and it doesn't hurt.
Well, I appreciate it. That's fantastic. That's, you know what. But so, how much money did I make off of this transaction? Nothing.
David, you made absolutely zero. What you did make is you made a friend for life, because I'm very recommending these guys who were two professionals. They did a fantastic job. And, you know, sometimes, you know, money is a lot, but sometimes your word means everything. And in this case, it really did. And I thank you for that.
All right, Gary. Well, send our best to your folks. You're breaking up pretty bad. We got another caller calling in here. We got to jump to. But thanks for sharing your story, buddy. It really made.
Thank you, Gary. Good to hear from you.
It really helps out a lot of people out there in a similar situation. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
we're gonna get over to line two. Hi, right, welcome to the Housing Guru Show with David Hochberg. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Mrs. Smith, and I was calling in. I was a customer of the Debt Stoppers.
Oh, look at you.
And I'm just calling to say thank you so much. You know, I always prided myself on being the savvy investor, and I found myself underwater with several properties, and I just really wasn't sure what to do. When I called the office initially, the customer service team, but the frontline team, they were just very warm and inviting, and they just reassured me that, you know, this is something that is within the law. And that I shouldn't feel ashamed or bothered by it and that they were there to help. And the process went very smoothly. They made an appointment. I came in. I filled out minimal paperwork. I was immediately introduced to an attorney who took the time to listen to my case and gave me the best options for my situation. And I was just very, very pleased. I had a very complex case because I was an investor and I did have properties. And I was always under the impression, oh, if you file for bankruptcy, you lose everything.
I think we did the opposite in Mrs. Smith's case. Mrs. Smith, this is Patrick Semrad. I think I know your case, and it's one of my favorite cases because you had not just a few rental properties. I think you had seven properties, right? And so in some of these, David, all these properties were underwater. I think we wound
up seven
properties.
And you are savvy, by the way, because you know, it was the market that did you and not you.
Right. It was the market that did me in. I found myself, you know, I was trying to save the properties. I had good credit. I had money in the bank. But when the market tanked, and then housing authorities and different government agencies that help with the rent assistance for tenants, they lowered all the payments.
Right.
So here I am, you know, I've been collecting a certain amount of rent for a number of years. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, you know what? The rules have changed. They lowered all of the rents, which put me in a bad situation because most people have a 30-year mortgage.
So wait a minute. You had a Section 8 tenant?
I had a Section 8 tenant.
Oh, so it's regulated by the government. And the government said, guess what? We're only paying you this now, and you've got your fixed expenses based upon.
Take it or leave it.
What a mess. So what were you able to do with Mrs. Smith here?
With Mrs. Smith, I think what we were, I believe you owed over $1 million on these properties, and they weren't worth a fraction of that. Right. Mm-hmm. So what we wound up doing is we surrendered a few of the properties that just were not going to make any money for her. The cash flow was not there to keep them.
Uh-huh.
We kept her in her home, and we did wind up keeping four rental properties. She owed over $400,000 on these properties. They were worth altogether about $80,000.
Wow.
And so what we wound up doing is we reshaped the loans into a Chapter 13. She's paying back the $80,000 in the next 5 years.
Right.
At the end of the plan, she's going to own these properties free and clear. Meanwhile, they're paying rent.
And are they cash flowing during those 5 years during the bankruptcy, Mrs. Smith?
Correct.
Oh, so holy moly.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
I talk about turning it around. So she came to us over $1 million in debt that she couldn't afford,
right.
wondering how she's going to keep the lights on at the end of this.
Facing seven foreclosures, in her opinion. Right.
At the end of this, she owns four properties that are producing income.
And that is savvy, by the way. Again, people think think bankruptcy, they think, oh, I'm hitting rock bottom, I'm failure. No, bankruptcy is a set of laws.
Absolutely.
That even the playing field. That's what it does. General Motors used bankruptcy. The president put General Motors in bankruptcy, and they're the number one car manufacturer in the world. In this case, Mrs. Smith used bankruptcy to get rid of three of the properties that she knew were not going to make any profit.
Mm-hmm.
Take the other four, bring the principal mortgage down drastically, saving hundreds of thousands of dollars, and put together a plan. Like Pat said, in 5 years, these properties she owes zero on, and now every dollar she gets from rent, minus her expense she has on it, is going to be profit.
Wow!
And Robert, I did want to express to your listeners that. Over the 5 years, I will save over $300,000, and I was over $54,000 in credit card debt.
Wow!
And in my bankruptcy payment, they combined the four properties, my two cars. They brought me current on my primary residence, which is my home.
Wow!
And I was able to keep my home, keep my investment properties, as well as my vehicles. And this is why I love this company, because I walked in feeling like, you know, I didn't deserve anything. I thought I had failed and I was just despondent. And, you know, the attorneys there, they were just like, you know what, Ms. Hall, we're here to help you. We're here to not to destroy your life, but it's about rebuilding and revamping. And I was just so appreciative because I was prepared to just walk in and just walk out with my house. And they were like, you know, we're here to help you. And I just really felt compelled to call in because there's so many people that started out like myself, you know, the American dream. I worked very hard for everything that I had. And it saddened me to think that, you know, in the blink of an eye, I could have lost everything. So to walk away with four properties, I have one payment that I pay, and that includes the arrearages on my primary residence, the mortgages for the four properties, and including my car. And now I can start to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and that light's and not the 545 metric.
I'm just a walking dead stopper. I've been telling everybody, my friends, like, why are you walking around promoting people to file bankruptcy? No, that's not what I'm doing. But what I am saying is, if you're in a situation and you need help, make the call.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, there's so many other scams out here. Oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. They're the real deal. And I am so happy. I, you know, because when you go through a situation like this, you know, it's not just about, you know, your house and your cars and your investments. My real estate was my life's work. I'd worked 10 years building that business. And, you know, it saddened me. I was very depressed. I just didn't know what to do. But when I came in there and when I left after the first initial visit, I felt like a ton of bricks had been just lifted off of my shoulder, because I had someone to say, you know what, you're not a bad person. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not a loser. You're just a smart person who had some business problems, and we're just going to fix them.
Yeah.
Because there's more than just your debt. You know, when I'm a woman of integrity, so I wasn't looking to escape my problems, but to make them, to fix them and get on the road to recovery. And I'm happy. I'm the person that I used to be. Everyone can see a difference in me. I'm optimistic about the future. But I was really down because I was drowning in debt. And I'd gotten all these credit card debts, not because I was out buying meat coats, but I was sometimes pulling cash, trying to pay mortgages, trying to do repairs, because the cash was just not there.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. Tina on line one, hang tight. We're going to get you when we finish up with Ms. Smith here. So you're a professional. You're a proud woman. You're a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. You're an educated woman. You just, you know, you had no control over what happened in 2007, 2008, when everything went to heck in a handbasket awfully fast. And we tell people, and, you know, Rob's been on my show numerous times. Patrick's has been on my show, you know, numerous times. And we always tell people, and you are the walking poster child, you know, poster board child here, to say, address the problems. Don't stick your head in the sand, because they're only going to get worse. And you're like, listen, I got $1 million worth of debt here. There's no way in hell I'm going to be able to pay for this. You know, help me out here. Now, your total monthly payment right now, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. You're listening to the Housing Guru Show. I'm David Hochberg. I got Patrick Semrad and Robert Semrad in here from Debt Stoppers, the best bankruptcy law firm in the city of Chicago. So I got a question for you. What was your total payment before, and what is it right now? And is there any savings there?
Oh, my goodness. There's a tremendous savings. I'm just going to say that I was paying about $8,500 in mortgages.
Okay.
That's not including my $54,000 in credit card debt. That's not including my cars.
Wow.
Currently, I'm paying $3,400.
Wow.
And that is including my four properties, and that is including my cars, and it's paying back some of my debt.
Wow.
And it's paying the mortgages off in 5 years.
Right. And the mortgage
debt free.
And at the end of 5 years, I will own my four properties free and clear.
That's huge.
And Ms. Smith, you weren't in a 30-year mortgage, were you?
Absolutely. I had 30-year mortgages.
I think they were 40-year mortgages. I looked up your case. It was 480 payments, 40-year mortgages. Now she's doing it in five.
So she's saving.
Because that's what they, originally they were 30, but that's, they kind of tricked me with the modification. Oh, we're going to help you, you know, lower your payment. And what they ended up doing was modifying me and putting me in even more debt in a longer time frame. So originally I did start out with 30-year mortgages, but after the so-called great modification, I ended up with a higher payment and longer time. And I'm like, how did this happen? I applied for the modification to get help. But they said, oh, you know, don't pay for 3 or 4 months and then we'll put you in this great program. And at the end of the program, it's like, yeah, your payment went up an additional $150, and they stretched me out to 40 years.
Yeah, I love that.
And then
I love
if you
that.
Don't take it, you lose everything.
I love that.
It's
you
like,
know what?
Wait a minute.
You know what? We're going to help you modify your loan, but your payment. It's going up. Right. I'm like, how the hell does that help you?
I promise you. And
we couldn't make it when it was that. Right, exactly.
We could do it when it was a 30-year at the lower payment, but we're going to help you out.
Don't throw our life raft. Throw an anchor.
We're going to help you out. Yeah, we're going to extend it out 40 years. We're going to jack your payment up 150. I just want to take an axe to somebody's head when I hear that.
Loan modification places.
I want to say this, Scott. I was actually driving, And I was just like, Lord, I don't know what to do, because I've always been able to think my way out of the situation or figure it out. I was the person who could figure things out. I was that person.
Right.
And I turned on the radio. I said, Lord, I just don't know what to do. I'm drowning in mortgages. My credit card debt is out of control. I've depleted my savings. I had no other option. And then I turned on the radio, and I actually heard your program.
Well, that's fantastic. And hey, I'll tell you what, Mrs. Smith, I got to hit a break. Can you hang on for a second? Can you hang on for about 2-3 minutes? All right, because you got so much energy here. You're going to take the sea. I mean, you're blowing so much wind into our sails with so many different angles we could go. I don't want to lose you. Teen on line one, we got to take a quick break because Benny behind the stage here is giving me fingers that I gotta hit a break. So don't move, Mrs. Smith. Tina, hang tight. 312-521-8600. The Housing Guru Show, WGN.FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Housing Guru Show. My name is David Hochberg, the housing guru and the host of this fine show. 312-521-8600, 321-521-8600. Go to WGN.FM to listen. We usually could see us online, but due to the baseball game, we can't see us this week. But next week, you'll be able to see us. We're going to finish up with Ms. Smith here. Hang on one second. Ms. Smith, you still there? Ms. Smith? Ms. Smith? Did we lose Ms. Smith? Ms. Smith? Hello? Hang on, Ms. Smith. We're trying to find Ms. Smith.
I'm here.
You're there. Okay, so I picked up Ms. Smith. I picked up Tina on line one, thinking it was Tina, and I said, listen, I got Ms. Smith on line two. She's very long-winded, but she's got a lot of energy. I don't want to lose her. And she goes, this is Ms. Smith. I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, stay right here. You got a lot of energy. You got a lot of passion. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to take anything away from you. You know, just hang on. And I didn't want her to think I was talking behind her back because she's so long-winded and she's got such energy. Because you know what it is? You could hear the passion in her voice.
Right, right.
Well, and because it's all true. Well,
I know. I could feel the energy and I could feel
so
the emotion.
You
know,
it's good. I felt like the frontline staff, it's obvious they've given them some sort of sensitivity treatment. Training, I should say,
right.
Because when I called in, you know, I was just so timid and so frail, and they called me back and like, you know, you have an appointment, are you coming in? Because, you know, when you're just drowning in all this debt, and it's just really bad, and I didn't know if it was going to work. You know, I tried so many different modifications, and after, you know, weeks of waiting and documents, they were losing documents. They say start all over, send everything back in.
Who was that, the modification company?
Yeah, the right. Modification.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the playbook.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have a, you know, we don't do sensitivity training, but this is Rob Summer talking about. I was in foreclosure 5 times myself.
Right.
I've been there. I know how it is. The attorneys working for us, the people on the phone, they've all had debt issues. All of us have.
Right.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of. And Ms. Smith really talked about several different issues. One, the financially prudent decision on doing this.
Right.
She went for help beforehand with the modification, which a lot of people do.
Didn't get any.
Like going to payday loan places if you're unsecured debt.
Yeah.
And then feeling depressed. Like a failure, the psychology of it, and then saying, oh my God, I'm riding up this elevator. I tell people all the time, when I get in the elevator and people riding up to my 28th floor, if you're downtown, they are apprehensive, they're nervous, they're sad, they're depressed.
You were in their shoes.
I was, but when they ride down, they're happy, they have a plan. Whether they're going to file with us or not, we have a plan. We listen, we've been through it so many times,
and
we know it's not about us. We're not a number, just a credit score.
And here's why. You've got great, great, great attorneys. Great consultants, and you put people at ease. You know why, guys? I'll tell you this right now. You answer their questions in a way they understand the answers.
Well, we're not geniuses, so that's how we talk.
But most importantly, they're treating their customers with dignity and respect.
Sure, like human beings.
And that's what I felt was restored the day that I walked in. We're here to help you. We're here to give you your life back. You're not a bad person. You know, your circumstances, this is your business. It's not who you are as an individual.
Right.
And when I left there with my self-respect. I left there with dignity. And I also left there with knowing that, okay, now I can start planning my future again for my kids. Because this is what this was about. It was about building my future for my retirement, for my children's college. All of that was taken away from me. And then I said, okay, you know, I'm middle-aged. You know, I turned on the radio.
Yeah.
I was driving down the street, and I was just like, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I'm modified out. I'm exhausted. And I just don't know what to do. And I turned on the radio, and your program came over the radio. Bingo. And I was listening, and I stopped at the light. I jotted the number down, and, you know, I thought about calling, and I said, you know, I'm just going to call and see what they're talking about. But and the best thing that I ever did was place that phone call, because they almost, like, just took over. They're like, okay, here's, I called in, and I said I need to speak with an attorney, and they took my information. They gave me an appointment the same day, and they were very excited about helping me. And then they called me back and said, don't forget about your appointment, because they understand that people are in duress. They're under stress. Right. And they reminded me of the appointment as if I could forget it. I had been up for weeks. But I went in, and, you know, they gave me, there was just minimal paperwork to fill out. And I just felt like I was in good hands. I spoke with an attorney. I left them reassured. He gave me a list of things to bring back. I brought the list of things back. They worked the numbers. And then they're like, we can help you. We can follow your case.
And we delivered it, right?
Yes. And I just cried. I literally just broke down and cried right there in the office. And they're like, you know, it was just a relief, the pressure of just months and months. This went on for almost 2 years.
All right. So for other people,
I was on the modification wheel for 2 years.
All right. So for other people out there that were similar to you, financially savvy, maybe not as savvy as you, okay, but are looking at a mountain of debt, because I got to get to Tina here before Tina drops off. Tina, hang tight. You know, that are just looking at an insurmountable Berlin Wall, if you will, of debt, and you don't have a 40-foot ladder and a bulletproof vest to get over the, you know, over the wall, and then when you get over the wall to clear the landmines and then not get shot in the back of the head, you know, as you're running through the minefield to get to West Germany, okay, which is basically what it feels like when you're facing all that debt. You just don't know what to do, and you hear the ad go on, and the phone number, by the way, is 312-481-7200. I'll find out. 8100, 447-8100, 447-8100 is the phone number if you want to reach these guys, but that's the number that people need to call in order to get help. And just in one sentence or less, because I got to take Tina here before she has to get back to, you know, be back off her coffee break here, what would you tell people that are looking at that wall, thinking that it's insurmountable, because it's completely changed your life? And, you know, typically we only have people on for 3 to 5, but, you just have so much emotion and just so much passion, and you are just so filled with words, you know, to express yourself, and I wanted it all to come out. I didn't want you to get cut off, but just in one sentence or less, for the people that are looking at that wall that don't think that they could climb over it, what would you tell them about picking up the phone and calling these guys?
Definitely make the call. And not only those that are just drowning in debt, any investor that's possibly underwater, because sometimes people are in trouble and they don't know, I would encourage any investor with more than one or two properties to give them a call, because you could be headed towards financial ruin and not even know it. If you're underwater and you're struggling, and I would say anyone over it that owns more than two properties and you have a large amount of credit card debt, a consultation is free.
Yeah.
You can't beat free. Even if you just walk out with information saying, okay, you know, I'm safe, I'm good. I would say just make the call just to see what your options are. It's free. I wasn't charged anything for an initial consultation.
And that's a huge part. And
that's because I called other companies. They're like, oh, yeah, it's $250 an hour. It's like, you know, what? Make the call.
All right.
And I think that what they're doing is, it's not only, it's what they do, but I think it's more than what they do. Honestly, I think it's their passion.
It is. It's what they do. It's their passion. And if you want to have just as much of success for a free consultation, give this number a call, 312-447-8010, 312-447-8010.
And take your life back.
8010.
That's my advice. Make the call and take your life back.
All right, we're going to have you on and
absolutely
get you your own.
That's going to be a commercials for us, too.
You are wonderful, Ms. Smith.
I'm not looking for a job.
I think you just got one.
That is honestly what makes us feel so good about our job. It really is.
Right. You just changed this lady's life. All right, Ms. Smith, thank you very, very much, my friend.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Go work, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. $5,000 a month savings.
You know what? I hear her talking about that. When I graduated law school, I wanted to go into corporate law. And my big brother here
had me come join him at a bankruptcy firm. And I didn't know if that was the direction I wanted to go. I wanted to be a corporate lawyer. Then I hear things like that on the phone. I wonder, did I make the right decision?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't get
it
that.
It is a passion.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
no,
please.
Not at all.
Please. Okay. Tina, thank you for waiting for a half hour. That's very nice of you. 312. Hold on. What the heck's the phone number? They change lines for the Cubs games here. What number should people call there, Benny? Hang on. We got to make sure. I got all these flipping numbers here. 312-521-8600. We switched over. GN switched over, and we kind of lost some things here, so I apologize there, Tina, for hanging up on you. It wasn't us, but when Cubs baseball took over, we dropped everybody. So thanks for calling back. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Well, you just sat through a half hour of Miss Smith's testimonial. Miss Smith's testimonial there. What type of question do you have, my friend?
Hello.
Hi. Tina?
I'm really not, it's not a question. I'm also a former client from,
oh, look at that,
from Death Stoppers.
Oh, you got,
so
you got,
they helped me as well.
All right, what do they do? So let's learn from your clients. So we do, okay, so the first caller that called in, Gary, saved his parents' home. He saved his dad's mind because his mom had already had Alzheimer's. She didn't know what day it was and was, you know, having all of these medical bills and all of this pressure on him to get out from under debt. You were able to help his parents. So his dad was able to take care of his mom a lot better without that flipping debt hanging over his head. And they were able to sell his house and get his mom into a home that was more suitable for her needs. Mm-hmm. We just heard Miss Smith. I mean, I think she's going to propose to you guys. It's good, you know, wants to carry your children or something, for the love of God. I mean, you basically, you know, absolved herself of three properties that were garbage, took four mortgages, all of her debt, consolidated everything down. She's going to own four properties.
She's going to be very successful in 5 years. She can propose to me any day.
Exactly. Or in your case, her daughter when she hits 18. So, if, you know, she basically dropped four of her mortgage, her overall payments were over $8,000. Sorry, man, I couldn't pass that up. Dropped her overall payments from $8,000 down to $3,000, saving herself $5,000 a month. Okay, going to pay off from her mortgages in 5 years, save even more money, own those properties free and clear. Now we got Tina here, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. What did these guys do for you?
Well, mine wasn't as drastic as those two. I'm just a single parent who had credit card debt and a car with a very high interest rate, and pretty much they dropped my interest off. My payments are lower than it is for my car with repairing my debt. With fixing my credit and everything, I'm paying lower now to my Chapter 13 than I was just to my car alone. My car was $250 alone, and I'm only paying $203 a month for the car with the lower interest rate and the credit card debt.
How much debt were you in?
Probably around $10,000.
And what do you do for a living?
I drive a school bus,
and
I'm a single mom of two daughters. So
okay.
It was really, I was living check to check, and it was really impossible. And I walked in there saying, I just can't do it anymore. I don't want to lose my car, but I have to do something. And I was at the point where even I was having a wage assignment because of a credit card. Right. And I was like, this is not a way to live. I can't.
They were garnishing your wages.
Because I not only had the wage assignment, but they can also freeze your account to get your money.
Wow.
I went in there saying, I can't do this. I can't function in a normal way of life and be a parent over a $5,000 credit card. Like, you know, to me, this is just crazy. So I went there only seeking help for the credit card, and it ended up being that it was like a godsend, because not only did I fix that one credit card, but he also said, your interest rate on your car is kind of through the roof. We can do this where your interest rate would be lower. And in essence, I ended up walking out paying only $203 a month with the car being lowered and the credit card debt.
Right. And you kept your car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, hang on. Miss Smith kept her homes. You kept your car. People think I'm going to lose my home. I'm going to lose my car. We've got two people here that did lose their homes, actually put themselves into a much better position by doing a bankruptcy with the properties they own. And you, how old is your child?
Two daughters.
I have two daughters, 18 and 13. Holy, so I'm getting
schmoly.
Ready for one to go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, the daughter's driving the car that I kept. That will be paid off in the next year, and I'll get the title in the mail.
That's fantastic.
So, right.
That's what I liked about Tina calling in, was she came in for one problem.
Every day.
Right. She came in with one problem about this credit card debt and a wage garnishment, and when you are a single mother with two children, you're already struggling with the car payment, you're struggling with the debt, and now they're going to take 15% of your before-tax income. By the way, that's about a quarter of your paycheck that's going to wind up coming out. You know, you're on the precipice. But she came in about this with the wage garnishment and the credit card. And while we're looking at it, we saw her interest rate was near, I think it was over 20% on her car.
Yeah, it was like 23%, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she came out with a payment for everything that was less than her car payment. She wasn't even there to see us about the car.
Right.
We dropped that by 20%. And, oh, by the way, we also got rid of all the credit card debt and everything else that she came in for.
23% on a car.
Yeah. That's sick.
And people are looking at the ones that filed bankruptcy as doing something wrong. 23% on a secured debt. Shame on you, banks.
Right.
How old are you, Tina? How
38.
Old? 38 years old. Okay, so you started young. You got a daughter going to college. God bless you. Hopefully she's, you know.
And I'm back in school.
And you're back in school because, God, I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. If I drove a bus, it would be like for a block because there would be like 17 dead kids in the back of the bus.
I've done it for 9 years.
9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should get veterans status. You should be able to qualify for a VA loan, all you bus drivers out there, because I know the kids in my neighborhood with their wise mouths.
Right. Well, the bus you drove or you rode in, Dave, didn't have that many students, right? It was
right.
a shorter
right.
bus.
Well, it was the one-seater. Right.
Bus,
it was a one-seater, and I'm very happy with that. So Tina out there, for all the people that think bankruptcy is for losers, is for failures, is for you know, just degenerates and people that are just complete bust outs. You're not a bust out. You're a single mother of two.
The Chapter 13 is better because you're actually paying your debt. You're paying back what you owe. You're not just walking away and throwing your hands up. You're paying back what you owe with just a better interest rate that you're not sinking anymore.
And how do you feel? Like, how do you feel?
I'm so much happier. And honestly, they take it right out of my payroll. I don't even see it. I don't even miss it.
You know, I bet you're a better driver too. I bet you're not distracted by, you know what, I'm gonna call.
Yes, by thinking about things.
Absolutely.
So they're on my mind about the bills.
You know, when we're debt free, it makes us better parents. When we're reading to our children, we're focused on our children, not on the phone call ring. It makes us better employees. It makes us better.
Yeah,
partners.
I was juggling bills. Like seriously, taking from electric to pay this, to pay that, to pay the phone. Like just to live everyday life. Like I'm not struggling like that anymore. I mean, I'm still a single parent worrying about a child going to college in a few months.
Right.
They both graduate next month, eighth grade and high school.
Congratulations.
So,
good for you. Well, that's fantastic.
Life is so much better, and it'll be done in like a year and a half, and I'll be good.
Have you reestablished your credit yet? I mean, have you taken out any new credit cards? Have you done anything like that?
No, I haven't. And actually, I was just talking to Israel about it yesterday. I'm going to pull my credit report just to see if it's gone up at all.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything yet.
All right. If you need help with secured credit cards or anything like that, we've got a relationship with a company. It's as little as $300. It's $19. Mm-hmm. It's $19 a year. Yearly annual fee, which is the cheapest you'll find anywhere. After 15, 16 months, if you've been a good girl and paid on time, the credit cards become unsecured, and you got a great trade line there to start building yourself back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my home bank was actually talking to me about something like that, too. Like the bank that I bank with is kind of on the same note of talking about stuff like that.
Well, just be careful.
I haven't delved into that yet. I felt like I wanted to finish paying what I owe before. Obviously, I have an issue with credit cards, so I needed to just clear up everything first before I think about that.
Well, that's great.
And when you're ready here, you just got to be careful because a lot of those bank credit cards don't become unsecured. They continue to be secured, so they continue to hold on to your money. But you know, the card that we have, when you're ready, again, I don't make any money on this. It's just a service that we provide because people need to get used to paying their credit on time. You're doing a good job right now. You're paying $200 a month, so you're being responsible. It's coming right out of your checking account, right out of your payroll, whatever. Now, when that's over, you take out a $300 secured credit card, only use $100 or $200, and then just have it come right out of your checking account instead of your payroll, and you don't even you don't even miss it. Just put gasoline in your car. It's going to cost you $50 to $80 a tank, for God's sakes, $4.05 a gallon in the burbs last night as I was driving home, and it's $450 here in the city.
Yeah, so, we're $405 right now.
Yeah, so there are different strategies to use if and when you're ready. You know, just don't be afraid of credit because you need credit to get credit. If you ever want, future credit, if you want to get out of that 24% car loan, right? You're gonna have to establish.
Well, it's not 24% anymore.
Well, it's not 24%.
But what you said is true, Dave. Too, you know, there's predators out there,
sure,
vultures, and
scumbag.
They say, "Hey, someone's in bankruptcy or they got discharged.
Let's get them.
I'm gonna jack them up. I'm gonna get them at a secured loan at, or a secured credit card at 30%.
Sure,
I'm holding on to their money.
Right,
so there's no risk.
Right,
I'm gonna keep them at that. And like you said, they don't release it.
$50-$60 a year,
right,
in service fees. It's
hoping you make late payments.
Right, and then they just blast you again.
Right.
So when you're ready. Right. I don't make any money on the credit cards. It's just a service that we provide. We got a guy that I know that the yearly rate is low, and I know that they turn it into an unsecured credit card after 15, 16 months, which is better for your credit. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I should do it simultaneously. So when my bankruptcy drops, my credit's already starting to be repaired.
Is there any reason for her to wait until the bankruptcy gets discharged? Is there any problems with her opening up a credit card, a secured credit card, while she's finishing up her bankruptcy? Or should she wait until it's discharged in this case? Or is it a case-by-case basis?
Well, I think it's important for anyone to have access to a credit card if they want to rent a car,
right,
or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that is important.
Yeah.
And reestablishing your credit starts with us filing the case, and you should still take steps to do that.
Right away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's no problem while they're in the midst of a 13, you know, you're paying it back to open up new credit.
No, because if you look at it, it's not a credit card. You're giving them money,
right,
and you're borrowing us that money.
Yeah.
So it's really not, they're not even giving you credit.
Just want to make sure,
right,
that, you know, not giving,
right,
any bad advice, want to pass it by
the
doctor.
What was the company?
I'll introduce you to the lady. Okay. They haven't advertised on the show, so I'm not giving any free advertising because they're a bunch of cheap bastards because they won't advertise. but I'm gonna get it to you. Her name is Margie. She's a very nice lady. Due to banking rules, they have to speak to you to take an application and explain things to you. With all the new lending rules and everything. So, do me a favor. Here's my phone number at the office, okay? 312-896-2111. 312-896-2111. Just give me a call. Give me a phone call number back, and I'll introduce you to Margie, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Great
Tina,
story.
Thanks for calling in.
And good luck with your
You're
children.
Welcome.
All right, take care, Tina.
Okay.
Bye-bye. How great is that? Okay, so we got 4 minutes left, so I want to get this question out. I emailed this to you earlier. Will filing a bankruptcy wipe out a home equity loan? And you got to answer this in 1 minute or left because we only got 3 minutes, and Ben knows Taekwondo. He doesn't look very strong, but he'll break us
I
in
believe
half.
That.
Okay. I have less than $2,000 in my bank account. My first mortgage is less than $20,000. We live in a townhome in Gurnee. Haven't seen what they've sold for lately, but they're about 150 G's. She owns a Jeep, long-term unemployed, other debt about 3 G's on credit card. If I continue to be unable to find work, I hope to make it to next March when she turns 62 to do a reverse mortgage. I just want to get the stress of the home equity off my back. So if she files a bankruptcy, can you absolve this lady of getting the home equity line of credit off her home equity loan?
So she said the value of the property is around 130.
150.
How much is on the first mortgage?
$20,000.
No, we can't.
You can't
but
do
what
it.
What we can do is she listed a litany of other things that are there, so we may be able to reorganize everything
okay. So
that she can afford it.
Got it. So
yeah, in her case, it might be the interest and the payments that are killing her because she's saying she's trying to make it until 62.
Right, which is March. So she's got she's like the tortoise to get to the – to get to next March.
But the good thing is it sounds like she has a lot of equity.
She got a ton
so
of
she's
equity.
She's in a good situation.
She got a ton of equity. Say goodbye, guys. You got a minute to say goodbye, and then I'll wrap it up. We got to get out of here because Ben's going to just absolutely go ballistic on us.
Goodbye, David.
No, give me a freaking 447-8010 is the phone number that we have assigned to us over at Debt Stoppers, 312-447-8010. You guys are the best in the business. We send you 5-10 people a week.
At least.
And people are
relatives.
Having my relatives. I got a lot of
fun. What we hear today, David, is this. Is one, bankruptcy is there to help us. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And secondly, not all bankruptcy firms are created equal.
Right.
And it's really important you go to a firm that you trust, that does the work for you, that monitors the case and continues to monitor it months after the case was filed. Like in our first caller, we reduced it from $600 a month to $300 a month, not from them calling us, but us monitoring the case. And you can do a really good job, but if you don't make the client feel comfortable, if you don't help them restore their dignity, they're not getting the full benefit of what a bankruptcy should provide for them.
Well, I think the three callers today clearly showed that they felt a hell of a lot better leaving your office than they did going into the office, and that's what it's all about. I appreciate Pat. Semrad, Patrick Semrad, Robert Semrad, Debt Stoppers. How many facilities you guys have?
In Illinois, we have five.
Five facilities, north, south, east, and west. So a conveniently located office in your area. Give them a call. Ask for David Wicklin. Candle Wick, W-I-C-K-L-I-N. David Wicklin is our personal Townstone Bankruptcy Concierge. 312-447-8010. 312-447-8010. I'm David Hochberg, host of the Housing Guru Show. You can reach me at the office at 312-896-2111. 312-896-2111. We're going to be back next Wednesday with Bill and Mary Wilson from Berkshire Hathaway Realty. Also go to WGN.FM. Thanks, guys. We'll be back next week.